Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Maybe, a podcast for those of you who are just trying to figure it all out with your co-hosts, Stella and Rosie. In our final episode for this year, we're talking about our favorite things of 2022, from celebrity scandals to TikTok songs and our own personal highs and lows. So, Rosie, I'm sure it's going to come as no shock to anyone that this year has been a little bit hectic at times.
Oh my God. I'm beyond like burnt out breaking point right now.
Dude, you're preaching to the choir.
It's fine. We're so close to Christmas. We're so close to the end of the year. And for some reason, I think as soon as it hits New Year's Day, everything will be fixed magically, but it will not, but that's okay.
We automatically hit the reset button and everything is fresh and new and the previous year never happened.
Ah, yes. I am just going to be refreshed as a daisy on January 1st, not still burnt out at all.
No, absolutely not. I'm not even more stressed because I've just had time off and now I've got to deal with all of the things that I've been putting off for the time that I was away. Everything is fine.
It's like that dog emoji. No, not emoji. That dog meme sitting in the room drinking his coffee. Like the whole room's on fire. This is fine. It's not fucking fine. Pretty much. But that's okay.
That pretty much sums up the entire year. And on that delightful note, we thought that for today's episode, we would have a pretty chill, easygoing one and just unpack the year that was, or the things that immediately sprung to mind when we were thinking about what to actually chat in this episode about. So I'm sure there's going to be plenty of things that we've missed. So by all means, if you remember significant things that happened in pop culture or some awesome TV shows, movies, books, podcasts, whatever, we want to hear about what this year has been like for you. So I guess to jump into it, do we want to start with like some of our personal favorite things this year?
I think so. Although I do find it funny that my longest list of favorites is scandals from the year.
I know. There have been some doozies this year.
We'll get into that later. I think the biggest favorite for me is we hit 1 year of the podcast, and that feels the most relevant because we're on the podcast.
Yay!
Podcastception.
Yeah, it's so crazy to think back to where everything started and where we are now and some of the amazing guests that we've had on the podcast and the conversations that we've had and just things that have been going on in the world generally that we've reflected on, and we've been, I think, a lot more open and vulnerable on the podcast than maybe we were previously in the last like 6 months before this most recent 6 months or so. Like, I think that been a real focus for us, and we'll be moving forward to share more of what goes on inside our brains and some parts of us that may be a little bit messy or vulnerable and
so much mess.
Yeah, the things that we wouldn't typically gravitate towards telling people, I guess.
No, I think it's been so good. And when I was thinking about one of my fave episodes we've recorded this year, Danny Duncan definitely stood out. Not only is she a good friend of ours that we've come to know because of just podcasting world, but I think that episode was really powerful. It was one of our most listened to, I think, this year.
I think so.
Another
one
was also with Eleanor Hadley talking about sex and sensuality as well.
I loved those episodes so much.
I think they were also good because it made us a little bit uncomfortable talking about things that we maybe wouldn't necessarily feel as confident to. And I think it's so great that, you know, echoing what you said, that we've really sort of found our confidence in being more open and getting a little bit more personal. Because I think if podcasts that I love to listen, I want to know the dirty details. I want to know the personal stories. And for us and building an audience with you guys listening, it's so important that you feel like we all know each other like best friends. And so it can be a really hard challenge to share that on the internet and for people's ears to listen to. But I think it's been one of the most eye-opening things. And I mean, the episode we did about being child-free by choice with Danny was just so amazing. And I mean, a week or so ago, she was just on Life Uncut, which is huge, talking about that kind of thing, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool to look back on some of the big milestones, and I think I echo your sentiments there as well. It's been really nice to find our groove a little bit when it comes to opening up a bit more about how we are, why we are the way we are, things that we've gone through in our lives that may be a little bit uncomfortable to share with people. But I really liked those episodes that we did with Eleanor, because we got to talk about sex and sensuality and kind of show a different side of us that we haven't really explored on the podcast, and just break down our walls a little bit and be like, do you know what? This is our podcast. Yeah, we have family and work colleagues and whatever who listen. But at the end of the day, we can't sanitize ourselves and let ourselves be restricted in terms of the things that are parts of us and things that we shouldn't be ashamed of just because we're slightly concerned about how it could potentially come across. Obviously, we're not going to air all of our intrusive thoughts.
Not today.
No, but maybe there are parts of us, there are parts of us that we are more willing to share and more comfortable sharing, I guess, and want to be sharing more in the year or years, wink, wink, to come.
Wink, wink. I love it. What have been some of your other favorites? And we can get into the whole random pop culture scandal things in a minute, but I want to know a little bit more about, you know, I don't know, favorite other podcasts, even though we're the favorite TV shows. I don't know. It could be a favorite snack. I don't know what you've been up to for a year.
Oh, it's so hard for me to like think back to earlier in the year and be like, what happened this year? I mean,
literally, I'll have no idea.
Chat about it in a little bit, but in terms of the recommendation side of things and the things that I've been particularly liking, in terms of podcasts, I loved Life Uncut. I think I only came across them, no, I would have come across them last year, surely, but I really started listening to them this year, and they worked their way into my rotation of podcasts that are in my
delightful
queue. Yeah. Otherwise, Something Was Wrong is also a really good podcast. Sweet Bobby, I think I listened to this year.
I don't even know half of these.
A Bit of Optimism by Simon Sinek is really good. This one was also mentioned in our FemCon episode, but I've been listening to Do You Fucking Mind, which is great. What else? The Tripod, You Can Sit With Us. God. Those ones are always top of my list. They're really fun and easy to listen to. And yeah, I just genuinely enjoy the content. And speaking of Tripod, we will come back to that in a minute.
I was going to say, do we want to get into that now, or do we come back to it?
I mean, we may as well. Like the perfect we can segue? Come back to our recommendations.
we'll just park this for now. So, scandals, because we have to put this in pop culture. What the fuck was going on with the Try Guys and the Ned cheating scandal? His entire personality was, I love my wife guy. And then,
I know.
What, he's been cheating for a year? Like,
I know.
No.
I know. Off the back of that, any guy whose primary personality trait is I love my wife, immediate red flag. Immediate red flag. Like,
I know.
Get your own personality, dude.
So John Mulaney is Canadian or like a US comedian whose personality is also very similar. And I do love his comedy. And it was all about, I love my wife. And apparently he cheated on his wife as well. Yeah. I'm like, what? We are not here for cheating. And
I know.
Yeah, I was glued to my TikTok for a good like month when that scandal, the Try Guys scandal came out. I couldn't believe it. And it weirdly got me back onto watching their content because I'd gone off it just kind of lost interest or just couldn't be bothered anymore. Mm. I still followed all the guys on social media, but I kind of, I don't know, had gone past my like 2016, 2018 obsession days of watching every video. And weirdly now I'm back.
I know. It was so crazy. I remember, I think I started seeing videos on TikTok about it and people were like, oh, this thing has been released onto Reddit and, you know, they're unsubstantiated claims at this point, but someone has made these accusations and there's photos, and it just gradually snowballed from there. And it was just such a massive shock to the system. And for people who weren't interested in the Try Guys or BuzzFeed back in the day, the Try Guys were this group of four guys. Keith, Eugene, Zach, Well, I'm just like going through it in my head. I'm like, it's not five. It is three now.
But we met them in person.
I know. I just had to like recap them in my head and just be like, yes, it's That's definitely so four. I didn't want to say, oh yeah, there's six of them. And then turns out there's not six. That's anyway, so there's four guys who started out on BuzzFeed making videos of them trying random different things, and they would do outrageous and funny things just for shits and giggles, basically. And then they ended up forming their own company and did their own thing and all left BuzzFeed, which was a whole big thing at that time. And since then, they've been continuing to make really good content, try different things, and they're just really fun and engaging to watch and consume content of. And one of them, whose name is Ned Fulmer. Like we said, basically his entire brand and personality was, I love my wife, she's amazing, oh my god, I'm so in love, I love my family, blah blah blah.
He has two kids as well, just putting that out there.
I know. And so all of this stuff came out about him cheating on his wife with someone else from the Try Guys company.
Someone who's his junior.
Yeah, I'm going to say they will remain nameless. However, do some quick Googling and you'll be able to find out who they are. But there was this whole thing of there's a power dynamic at play there, and it's just, you know, unethical on so many levels. And so he basically got kicked out of the company.
Yeah, there's like legal issues around it. Like, it's not just like a cheating scandal. It's like he's like a founder and a manager. Boss. Yeah. Why could I not think of the word boss? But yes, that.
Yeah, so that was crazy. I can't believe that happened this year. It feels like that was kind of a lifetime ago.
It's completely settled down, which is so random.
Yeah, well, it's funny now because the Try Guys edit their videos or film their videos like months in advance. And so now they have all of these videos that they filmed with Ned where they're having to edit him out. And the way that they're editing him out of things is so funny. Like a couple of recent videos that they did, there's one series that they do called Without a Recipe where they have a challenge and they have to, funnily enough, try and make something in the challenge without a recipe. And they can get creative and make up their own food and whatever. And so they've edited him out of, I think, this one episode in particular in like a bunch of hilarious ways. We'll link the video that I'm thinking of in the show notes in case you want to go watch it. But it's just so funny. And for
people
who... They
turned him into a plank of wood at one point.
Yeah. And they turned him into a pink elephant because it's the elephant in the room, and the Try Guys each had a color for their branding for things, and his was pink. And there's a whole bunch of inventive ways that their editors have managed to edit him out of things. And it's just kind of hilarious to see them playing into the joke a bit. And it's really nice to see that they've got a sense of humor, because you can tell they made this video where they spoke about the situation and addressed everything, which was great of them to do. And you can tell that they were all just exhausted and just so let down by everything that had happened. Yeah, and like angry, frustrated, pissed off, all of the above. And so to see them taking the piss a bit and having a sense of humor about it and making jokes about it is kind of nice to see, because I'm sure that was a really, really, really hard time for them.
Yeah. I love that this has just become a Try Guys episode now.
I know. Recapping the Ned cheating scandal.
Good. I was Googling other scandals in the preparation for this episode, and I forgot that the Will Smith Oscars fiasco like was a thing. This is the thing. A lot of these scandals are not necessarily very positive, but just like shocking. Like he slapped Chris Rock, when he was giving his acceptance. No, Chris Rock was making a slanderous joke, I think, about his wife. So like fair, but violence is never the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was this year. And the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard case was this year. And like, didn't we have the Olympics this year as well? Like, which is not a scandal, but just like... What the fuck is this year?
Yeah, I think we had the Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it the Summer Olympics? Winter Olympics. I think the Summer Olympics were last year.
Yeah.
Look, it's all just kind of blurred into one giant month, to be honest.
Mm.
Otherwise, there was also the Adam Levine cheating scandal happened.
I think that everything that we've picked has somehow got a TikTok lens to it, which I find so funny. I know. TikTok is probably my favorite thing of 2022. Easy.
Oh, for sure. Top recommendation, always. There was also recently, because of the energy crisis that's been happening in Europe, but particularly in the UK and London specifically, I think, there was this TikToker who made a video that was just so insanely out of touch how she was going to shower at a hotel because she couldn't afford to run her own shower or something like that. And all of these people are like,
the power or something.
Yeah. And all of these people are like, I am like wearing 5 jumpers and 3 blankets and 4 pairs of socks because I cannot afford to put my heating on. Or like, I'm having to eat 2-minute noodles for the next 3 months because I can't afford my heating and, you know, all of this sort of stuff. And she'd replied to a bunch of comments.
Oh, so bad.
And I don't have them in front of me, but we'll see if we can find anything to do with these comments, because the replies were just so out of touch, and people who were genuinely being like, dude, like, take a look at yourself. People are struggling. I'm experiencing this. And she was like, oh, I can relate to that too. But then would say something that immediately contradicted that and showed that she was absolutely not in that headspace. I think one of the things that she said was like, it's not my fault I'm rich.
Oh, yeah. There was one like, just because I have a higher like income bracket or something doesn't mean I struggle with, doesn't mean I don't struggle with those things as well. It's like, you don't need to throw in that you're stinking rich as well. When you're booking, I think she was booking the Savoy Hotel, which is a very, very expensive hotel in London. Mm. So it wasn't just like any hotel. It was like super luxe, which like, I don't know, I feel like would be like stay at Crown in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And I think
God.
Actually the Shameless Girls covered this in
they did
a recent segment. Episode that they did. So we'll also link that episode in the show notes so that you can go and listen to that one, because they go through some of the comments that this TikToker, Lydia, I think her name is, had posted. And it's just, oh, they're ridiculous. God.
So bad. So bad.
But in terms of other fun things and TikTok trends, I feel like TikTok moves so quickly, but we just jotted down some of the first things that came to mind. For me, it's got to be corn.
It's corn.
It's corn.
Great bunch of knobs. It's got the juice.
It has the juice. I can't imagine a more beautiful thing. It's corn. That was one of my favorite things to have happened this year.
Like, I did not get it.
I would
at
just
first.
Run around my house singing, it's corn, a big lump of knobs, it has a juice, it has a juice. It was this kid, for those of you who may not have seen it, which I don't know how you haven't, so mad props to you if you don't know what this trend is. But it was basically, it started out with this little kid who was being interviewed, and he was talking about how much he loves corn, and it just went absolutely viral and got turned into a song. Yeah, it got turned into a song, and just this kid's love for corn in like the most genuine and innocent way just really touched everyone's hearts and also tickled their funny bones at the same time.
I really hope that song makes it into Hottest 100 next year.
Has to.
Imagine.
I mean, the Wiggles were number one in the Hottest 100.
I'm so for that. Add that to the 2022 list, because that was in January.
Yeah, look, there are a lot of people who were pretty angry that happened.
See, I don't listen to Triple J, so I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, this is great. The Wiggles are winning. Amazing. Like, to me, that's better than some.
I know a lot of people who weren't stoked about it.
Like, I find the Wiggles winning better than when Kendrick Lamar won, because he's not even Australian. Yeah. Anyway, drama. What about I like the way you jiggle jiggle. Whatever.
Oh, like, my money don't jiggle jiggle.
That's it.
It folds. The Louis Theroux rap that resurfaced. Oh,
again,
so good.
An interview which got turned into a song, which literally became a viral dance, which is incredible. I love TikTok. Like, it's
so good.
It's a different world. It's incredible.
And most recently, there's been, at the time that we're recording this, there's been a trend going around on TikTok of this super weird video of like...
Is it the baby?
This puppet. Yeah. Me when I was a baby.
Me when I was a baby. Of this puppet
in like a white kind of ghosty costume with like a pointy green cone hat, which we'll also, I guess we'll try and find the original video or something like that and put it in the show notes as well. But... all of these parents are like gaslighting their children and saying, oh, this was you as a baby. And all of these kids are just like so confused and then playing along with it and just being like, oh, yeah, it's me as a baby.
Oh, my God.
Because they just like don't have any concept of it. Like the psychological trauma that is being inflicted onto the next generation is just on a whole other level.
I'm worried for them.
But it is a really funny trend.
It's a bones day or it's a non-bones day or whatever.
Bones
whatever.
On the bones, bones Noodle.
R.I.P. Noodle, who literally just passed away.
Oh.
So sad. And for those that aren't on TikTok, Noodles was a 14-year-old pug whose dad or owner, Jonathan, would do essentially readings for the day. So if Noodle was sitting upright and he fell over, it's a no-bones day. It's a don't leave your couch, no putting on real clothes, don't deal with anything kind of day.
Yep.
But if it was a day that Noodle stayed standing and he had bones and he wasn't a puddle of jelly, it was like, yes, let's win the day. Go and get that lottery ticket. Go start that new job.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is, go conquer the world. So that was great. I miss Noodles. I can't believe he's passed.
Beautiful, heartwarming trends that have happened on TikTok. I feel like there's probably been a lot of fucked up stuff on there as well.
Oh, so much.
But there has been a lot that has been really heartwarming and everyone's just kind of rallied together and had some really, really nice trends as well.
Mm-hmm. Have there been any influencers or creators do you think have really made waves in 2022?
Ooh, I feel like there's going to be a whole bunch that we aren't going to think of. But in terms of who I've been really liking, there's two accounts in particular. I feel like there's a whole bunch more accounts. So if there's more that I can think of, I'll put them in the show notes as well. However, I've been loving Therapy Jeff's videos. He's really good.
He's great.
Yeah, he films videos a lot of the time asking like 6 questions you should ask your partner before moving in with them, or 6 questions to ask your partner before getting married, or, you know, whatever. Mm. He gives really great, insightful little snippets of therapy things. And I've been loving his content because he's really spot on, like super emotionally intelligent and just love it. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been loving his videos. I also love Karina Irby on Instagram. She's awesome. She is the founder of Moana Bikini and she's super body positive and all about showing the reality and the behind the scenes. And, you know, bodies are meant to have cellulite, or like it's okay if bodies have cellulite and everyone has it and, you know, angles and rolls and all of this sort of stuff. Like she is really realistic about her content, which I really love. And I think for me, with my mental health and my relationship with Instagram, which I think I've kind of spoken about a little bit in the past.
We did an episode on it, I feel like.
Yeah, I think so. But I've never really had the healthiest relationship with Instagram. And so it's been really nice to follow her in particular, as well as a friend of one of my friends, Jess Ray King, I think her name is, and she also posts a lot of content about body positivity and everything. So there's been a lot more of that focused on in my life and my social media this year in particular.
I've weirdly gone through that too. Like two of the people in my creator list that I've been loving are body positivity women, specifically on TikTok. But there's someone called Remy Bader who's quite big. I'm sure a lot of people follow her. She does, you know, another realistic haul, blah, blah, blah. And she does like really honest try-ons as a plus size or curvy gal. And then someone I came across called Alexandra Williams, who's just completely blown up. I think she's got like 600K or 700K followers now. But she does a whole series of closet clean out, and again, very honest sort of try-ons, and is just super open and vulnerable, but just like really fucking funny. And she has the sweetest demeanor, and I'm just like, I need this in my life.
Yeah.
She's great. And like weirdly on the complete other side of the spectrum is someone who is an ex-model, but I find hilarious, but is quite, I don't know. I feel weird saying she's really skinny. She's just like got a small build, I suppose is probably a better way. Madeline White, who is just the most chaotic but beautiful person in the world. Just like genuinely so hot, but her content is just so fucking funny. It's like such a breath of fresh air in like the fashion influencer world. It's not super put together. It's just somehow relatable, even if it's aspirational, because she's going to a Dior event for Paris Fashion Week, but it's just like chaos. And there's something just about her that I'm like, this feels like watching my best friend get dressed. That sounds really weird, but in just like a fun, relatable kind of way. And she's great.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, Rosie.
Oh my God. And I forgot about Anna Zatar, who I think is probably on everyone's watch list because she's got 12 million followers. But she's just, I think she went through a breakup either the end of last year or the start of this year and did like a whole breakup series. And even though I'm in a relationship of 3 years, I still just found like it was so comforting and just, again, just feels like chatting to a best friend. And I don't know, you can tell my kind of TikTok people, which is like fashion females or like comfort creators.
Yeah, I've also really liked Lemon Lady Secrets on TikTok.
Oh my
Her
God.
Videos are really funny. And
so
someone who I've been following for a little while now but have particularly gotten into her content is Sam City on TikTok as well.
Oh, I love her. Is she the one also going through a breakup series or something?
Yeah, she is. She's great. Her and her partner have recently broken up, and I've always just liked her content and how real she is, and we seem to see eye to eye on quite a lot of different things. So it sucks that she's going through this, but yeah, I feel like this has been generally a year for a lot of change and, you know, to get deep for a second. For me, obviously, a massive thing that's happened to me this year is my own breakup, which has been an absolute roller coaster of emotions, to be completely honest. Like, we've covered it in our previous breakup series episodes, so if you haven't listened to those, go back and listen to them. Whether you're going through a breakup now or not. But yeah, this year has been extremely challenging for me in a lot of ways. But even though it feels kind of weird to say, it's also really nice to have little confirmations from the universe that I'm where I need to be right now, even if it looks different than I expected. It's still stuff that was necessary for me to go through, and I'm a massive believer that the universe doesn't chuck anything at me that I can't handle. So if this has happened to me, then it means that I was meant to grow from it. And yeah, I mean, I acknowledge that that is me speaking from kind of a privileged position, because it's not like I've gotten cancer or, you know, anything like that. But yeah, I think that this was something that unfortunately I kind of needed to go through in order to level up, I guess, in my life and really call into question parts of myself that I really liked and parts of myself that I didn't like as much. And it's been a massive journey for self-acceptance, self-discovery, and yeah, just kind of getting to know myself better. Like, that's been, I think, my primary focus for the last 8 months or however long it's been since we broke up. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And admittedly, like, it's not to go too far into it, but admittedly, it's been really, really hard grieving the loss of the future that I thought I was going to have and that I was really excited to have as well. And just coming to terms with the fact that my future is going to look different, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just something that I've really had to focus on learning how to let go more, because I find that really difficult to do and it still like doesn't come naturally to me, and it's something I have to actively focus on and work on. But it's definitely front of mind as something that I really see the value in and is important for me to take a look at. But that's been a massive challenge for me. And also on a personal level, I lost my grandfather. He passed away this year as well, shortly before my breakup. It was a rough couple of months.
It was a rough time.
Yeah. And he was someone who was really, really, really special in my life. And I miss him a lot. And I'm going to have to stop talking about this soon because otherwise I'm going to start crying.
No, don't.
But this has also been a massive year of growth for me as well. And I mean, we'll cover it in our next episode, which is what we want to focus on for next year and some New Year's resolutions, not that we really make those. But one of the things that the goals that I had set for myself, I guess, for this year was to finally get my P's because I've been on my L's for like the last 11 years or something like that.
Jesus.
Like, it's so bad that my L's actually expired and I had to get my license renewed.
That's so funny.
But anyway, better late than never. And I passed my P's test, which I'm really, really excited about. Because that was something that I had been actively working towards for a while and had always been something in the last few years in particular that I'd felt a lot of shame around because, like with me cleaning my room, which will be coming out in January, so keep an eye out for that episode, but it's an area where I felt a lot of shame, I guess, because I felt like I hadn't developed this life skill that everyone else had. But that's another area where I've just had to be kind to myself and better late than never, and I can do it now, and I really put my mind to it, and I'm really proud of myself for doing that and achieving that. And my dad gave me a beautiful gift, which was my grandpa's old watch for passing my test, which was just so special because I'd also been looking for a watch for ages, and this watch was everything that I was looking for, plus it had that sentimentality, and so it's just something I'm going to treasure forever.
God, it's been a big year for you. Yeah, holy shit. Proud of you. You've come so far. You've gone through a lot for one person. And look at you. Look at you shiny and sparkly. Oh,
thanks. Yeah, I feel like it's been a big year for a lot of people. Like I've been seeing a lot of breakups on my timeline on social media. A lot of people getting engaged, getting married, having babies. Like a lot of ups and downs and a lot of change, I guess. That seems to be a pretty consistent theme of this year that has just been or that will just be in a week or two. But anyway, that's enough about me. How's your year been? What have some of your highlights and maybe not lowlights, unless you want to share your lowlights?
I haven't been through an engagement or a breakup or any major passing or any of that, which I'm very thankful for. But I definitely feel like I've really found my
thankful groove. For no engagement? Rosie, who are you?
Oh, God. My brain's tired. Can't wait to get engaged. One day it'll happen. I think my biggest thing is like what I've found with content creation, because for those that have listened for a while or those that know me know that for a long time I really want to do the whole YouTube thing or theater or performance or something in that, as well as sort of this idea of like wanting to be like a keynote speaker, like a TED talker. And in the last year, I feel like I finally just found a rhythm, and I finally, literally in the last couple of weeks, feel like I can call myself a content creator confidently. Woo-hoo. Like, I make TikTok videos. I get to work with brands. I find that crazy. Like, I got to work with Garnier and Maybelline. No, was it CoverGirl? CoverGirl and Garnier this year, which is insane. Petal and Pup, which is a online store I love. I got to work with LinkedIn directly, the platform on LinkedIn content. That's so crazy. Like, I feel like I've really flourished with a content lens, and I did actually get to live out my keynote dreams and be a keynote talker. Keynote speaker in real life, which was phenomenal and just unleashed another thing I want to do with my life. which is definitely going to be one of my New Year's resolutions, is to tone it down a little bit because I'm very burnt out and tired. But I feel like that's like my biggest achievements this year. And I'm sure there's stuff that I'm going to forget and other things I've done. But like just like living out that 14-year-old dream of wanting to be a YouTuber and just actually doing stuff on TikTok and LinkedIn has been very cool. It's just like some fun brands I've gotten to work with. Like Bondi Sands and CoverGirl sent me like PR packages, which is like insane. Like, how do they know I exist? So weird.
I'm so proud of you. Like, I know that I've had a lot of ups and downs in my year, but I feel like you've just hit high after high after high, and it's been so exciting to follow along on the sidelines and chat to you every single week and
you're just so cute.
Be like rallying behind one of my closest friends and just celebrating your wins with you. And it's thanks. Awesome to see. And I'm very that's proud so of you nice. And excited to see what next year holds.
I hope it's good stuff for both of us.
I'm sure it will be. I have a good feeling about next year, she says, and then jinxes it and all of these horrible things happen.
No, don't.
That wasn't an invitation, universe. Please don't listen to me. Please make 2023 a great year.
Well, thank you so much. Well, Stel, for the last time, 2022, I think that is all we have.
I know.
So sad. That was really loud. That is all we have time for today. So thank you guys so much for listening, not just to this episode, but for the whole year. We've loved having you along. Like we said, this is our last episode for this year. We will be returning to your wonderful ears on January 11th in 2023. So don't forget to hit those notification bells, follow us on social media so you can be updated. Everything will be in the show notes. You guys know the drill.
Yeah, and if you aren't following us on social media, what are you doing? Make sure you do that.
What are you doing?
Send this episode around to a friend if you want to reminisce. Like I said at the start of the episode, send us stuff that's happened to you over the year. Some of your favorite things, some of the things that have been the most challenging for you, our favorite episode of the podcast that we've done, or your favorite episode of our podcast that we've done. You know what I mean. Otherwise, we are excited to take you yet again next year on a journey with us as we talk through areas of life that might not always have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next year.
Bye.
Bye.